Hello and welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Coming up later in the show, today a bunch of new state laws went into effect. We'll tell you what you can and can't do anymore. But first, the situation with U.S. Representative Todd Akin and his run for the U.S. Senate has cooled down a bit. But national party leaders, including Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus, are still saying they won't support Akin financially in his race against Democrat Claire McCaskill, following his comments regarding rape and abortion last week. It's really been a fascinating story, but it also got Talking Politics contributor Terry Smith thinking about the incredible history of the U.S. Senate seat Akin stubbornly trying to fill, Harry Truman's seat.
The contemporary history of U.S. Senate elections in Missouri is fascinating. It is filled with twists and turns, tragedy and farce. It is extraordinary how rich its arc is and how fabulous the alternative histories that emerge from it are. Harry Truman's seat is especially dramatic. Truman was first elected in 1934, and the seat that is filled every 6 years on this cycle is often named after its most famous occupant. After he was elevated to the vice presidency in 1944 and the presidency in 1945, its most prominent occupant was Stuart Symington. When he retired in 1976, there was a fierce primary involving his son Jim Symington, a congressman from St. Louis, former Governor Warren Hearns, and an up-and-coming congressman from North Missouri, Jerry Litton, who many saw in the White House in the not-too-distant future. Litton won the primary but was tragically killed with his family in a plane crash on the way to the victory celebration. Hearns became the candidate and lost to John Danforth in the general election. In the alternative history, Jerry Litton is not on that plane, beats Danforth. 1976 was a Democratic year, and Missouri was a much more Democratic state then, and is instantly seen as presidential material in the 1980s. What actually happened was Danforth beat Hearns and, along with Kit Bond, used his influence and popularity to establish the modern Republican Party in Missouri. Fast forward to 2000. After Danforth's three terms, Governor John Ashcroft was elected to the seat in 1994 and, in 2000, sought a second term. His opponent was Mel Carnahan, a popular governor, and polls showed Carnahan might win. Carnahan and one of his sons died tragically in a plane crash in October. Because it was so late in the campaign, his name remained on the ballot. Governor Wilson promised that if Mel got the most votes, he would appoint his widow, Jean, to the seat. He did get more votes than Ashcroft, and she was sworn in. In the alternative history, Mel Carnahan is not on that plane and is elected in 2000, serves many years in the Senate, and leads a powerful political dynasty with son Russ being elected to Congress and then statewide office, and daughter Robin winning election in her own right to the Senate in 2008, producing the first father-daughter pair in Senate history. What actually happened, as we know, is that Jean Carnahan had to run for re-election in 2002 and lost to Republican U.S. Representative Jim Talent, who in turn lost his bid for re-election to State Auditor Claire McCaskill in 2006. Fast forward to 2012. McCaskill, perhaps the most vulnerable incumbent in the country, finances ads supporting U.S. 2nd District Representative Todd Akin in the Republican Senate primary race. She wants him to be nominated because she sees him as her weakest opponent. She gets her wish. He is nominated. Early polls show him leading her. This is not what she has in mind. 2 weeks later, Representative Akin answers a question in an interview about a topic he can easily avoid, rape. The firestorm ensues. Among those calling for Akin to step down is John Danforth, who held the seat for which Akin is running for 18 years. Among those mentioned as a possible replacement, if Akin steps down, is Jim Talent, who also held this seat for a time and was also the congressman from Missouri's 2nd District. Do you see a pattern here? The great political novelists Robert Penn Warren and Gore Vidal could not possibly invent a plot as compelling as the real story about Harry Truman's Senate seat. This is Terry Smith.
That was Terry Smith, Executive Vice President and Dean of Academic Affairs at Columbia College and a regular contributor to Talking Politics. You'll be hearing his commentaries on this show throughout this election year. Several new laws took effect in Missouri today, including one that's being challenged in court. Marshall Griffin has the details from Jefferson City.
The House of Worship Protection Act makes it a misdemeanor to use, quote, profane discourse, rude or indecent behavior, or make loud disruptive noises within or just outside a public or private building where a worship service is being held. The ACLU is seeking to have the new law nullified, saying it violates free speech rights. Other new laws taking effect include restrictions on videotaping farm animals, barring employees from suing each other over workplace injuries, and allow alcohol sales at Lambert Airport in St. Louis to begin at 4 a.m. Also, drivers in Missouri will now have to move over for MoDOT vehicles, as they already have to for police, fire, and emergency medical vehicles. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
And one more. What's it all about, Attorney General Chris Koster?
The component of the law that is going to affect people the most is simply not receiving unwanted telephone calls on their cell phone. For years, people have said, why can't cell phones receive the same level of privacy protection that landlines have been receiving?
No phone, no phone, I just want to be alone today. No phone, no phone.
That's Attorney General Chris Koster explaining a new law prevents telemarketers from soliciting via cell phone, text messages, and fax machines. They can be fined up to $5,000 per violation if they do. It also bars companies from using fake aliases on caller IDs. That's this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan from Mueller. Thanks for listening.
But God is such a grind.